Nolte, second poll this week shows Trump leading Biden in Virginia. By John Nolte on July 18, 2024. An Emerson/The Hill poll of 1,000 registered Virginia voters shows former President Trump with a 2-point lead over his fraudulency Joe Biden. This is the second poll this week that shows Trump leading in Virginia, a state we are told Biden won by nearly 10 points in 2020. One day of Emerson 3-day poll, which was published Thursday, was taken on the day of the near assassination of Donald Trump. The other 2 days were taken after the attempt on the former president's life. The survey found that 45% of Virginia voters said they support Trump, while 43% back Biden, The Hill reports. 11% of voters said they were undecided. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 3 points. In a state Biden won by 10 points in 2020, the president is now essentially tied with Trump, Emerson College polling executive director Spencer Kimball told The Hill. Independent voters break for Trump, 46% to 38%, a group that broke for Biden in 2020 by double digits. When leaners are added in, the race is tied at 50, but Trump sitting at 50% in a blue state like Virginia is amazing. That 2-point lead is head-to-head. When third-party candidates are added in, Trump's lead increases to 5 points in Virginia, 43% to 38%. In a hypothetical matchup against her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris, Trump still leads, 47% to 45%. Thursday's poll comes as other recent surveys show Biden facing a close race in the Old Dominion, adds The Hill. A Florida Atlantic University, FAU, poll released on Wednesday showed Biden leading Trump by 5 points, 47% to 42%. Currently, the Real Clear Politics poll of Virginia polls, which does not include that FAU poll, has Trump in the lead for the first time, 43.8% to 43.4%. And now you know why Democrats are melting down over Biden's refusal to exit the race. Emerson polled 7 other swing states and found Trump leading in all 7. Pennsylvania. Trump, 48, plus 5. Biden, 43. Wisconsin. Trump, 48, plus 5. Biden, 43. Michigan. Trump, 45, plus 3. Biden, 42. Arizona. Trump, 47%, plus 7. Biden, 40%. Georgia. Trump, 47, plus 6. Biden, 41. Nevada. Trump, 46, plus 5. Biden, 41. North Carolina. Trump, 48, plus 7. Biden, 41. Except for North Carolina, we are told that Trump lost 6 of those states in 2020, 7 if you add in Virginia. The Democrat Party is in so much trouble that their only hope is to totally upend their nominating process, totally ignore the will of their own voters, and replace a sitting president with his equally unpopular vice president. A woman who ran such a terrible presidential campaign in 2020, she didn't even make it to Iowa. She never received even 1 vote. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.